Please be seated. Have you ever found yourself in a situation that seemed completely hopeless?
Well,
yes.
Now, I mean so hopeless that there seemed to be no solution at all except to be had by the grace of God.
Amen.
On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we do not hear the voice of John the Baptizer again. Instead, our reading shed light on God working in and throughout the darkness that fell upon the earth. Isaiah spoke words of prophecy and the sign of God's promise. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. Even the psalm rings out the voice of a nation longing in hope in the midst of despair. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. And God did hear. Finally, after years of darkness and repeated covenants, after years of exile and desert experiences, after years and years of groans and threats, watching and waiting, what seemed impossible became possible. For God moved and put on flesh and dwelt among us. Today, Matthew gives us his version of how the birth of Jesus came about. A virgin named Mary came to be pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, in itself is incredible. But of course, with God, all things are what?
Possible.
Nowhere are we told in this gospel Mary's response. We can only look in Luke's gospel for that news. And nowhere are we told how her parents responded. But Matthew, and only Matthew, gives us an insight on how her beloved Joseph, to whom she was betrothed, took the news of this impossible situation. We can only imagine that sinking feeling that one gets when something is amiss. And we can only imagine the look on Joseph's face when Mary told him that she was going to have a baby, and that baby was not his. He was troubled, as he should have been. Who wouldn't be with that kind of news? At this stage of their betrothal, Joseph could have, if he wanted to, called the whole thing off. You see, her reputation and his would be questioned. And he did not want any harm to come to her, because you see, in those days, women like Mary could be charged, and not only charged, but stoned to death. So what was this man supposed to do? Joseph decided to set aside this marriage and quietly break the engagement. This, of course, would have been the honorable and acceptable thing to do. But yet again, an angel of the Lord intervened, coming to Joseph in a dream. And the angel said, "Joseph, son of David, have no fear. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Have no fear." So Joseph took Mary, his beloved, into his home, and the rest, as they say, is history. And it is our history. And it is good news for all to hear. Thanks be to God. The Christ, Emmanuel, came and continues to be with us. This is indeed good news, because we know that in the world in which we live today, it seems much colder and darker than ever before. There are times that we seem to have forgotten our way, forgotten how to love, forgotten how to forgive. But the good news is that God has not abandoned us. God is with us. And although the world may try to discount God's love and mercy, and even perhaps challenge God's very existence, the world will not win, because God is with us. And we need not give up or give in, no matter how dark or desperate the world and our personal worlds become.
All right.
Take that in for a minute. Because sometimes it's not the world only that is in chaos. Don't we find ourselves rattled and befuddled and turned upside down?
Yes.
Sometimes we don't want to admit it. We want people to think we have it all together. But if we are truthful, we know that that is not always so. Amen. But God's kingdom, God's love continues to grow like seed germinating from the bowels of the earth. God's kingdom and God's love is like a baby within its mother's womb. It grows. It is nourished. It is loved. Like the rays of the sun, the kingdom of heaven, like God, cannot be harnessed. And the kingdom of heaven breaks open and shines like those rays in places wherever someone, anyone, cares enough to listen and help. Where people are fed and nourished, where people are liberated and respected, where prejudice and hate end in a loving embrace, where we show others the way to the light, the face of Jesus. God is with us, no matter what the situation. The light of Christ, the light of Jesus, the love of God shines in the midst of darkness, because God is with us, and there is nowhere God is not.
That's right.
Sisters and brothers, Mary and Joseph and generations since have found that God can and will do all things.
Mm-hmm.
The possible is possible because God is there. There is nothing that is hopeless because God is there.
Yes, yes.
Nothing was, is, or will be impossible with God. Our God will not forsake us, because God is able to break through the walls and cracks of all our fears and through all the messiness of our lives, through barriers and feelings of hopelessness. God can what? God can make a way out of
no way.
God can make a way
out of no way.
God can make a way
out of no way.
Amen.
Amen.
For God is a God of love.
Yes, he is.
Jesus proved that the moment he put on flesh and dwelt among us at his first coming, and as he comes to us each day. If we remember nothing else that is said here today, amidst our last minute preparations and
Amen.
Celebrations that are going to be coming this afternoon and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Remember this.
Thank you, God.
God is with us. Say it with me.
God is with us.
Say it again.
God is with us.
Yes, saints, God is with us. Come, let us adore him.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.